On the day, we celebrate the achievements of people living with disabilities and recognise the many challenges they face. Let's meet Michael Egan. One of Michael's achievements is perseverance. For the last 15 years, he's been a resident of a nursing home, only because there's no other housing available in Cooma for someone with a condition like Parkinson's disease. As part of the federal government's commitment to reducing the number of younger people with disabilities living in nursing homes, there are now plans for suitable accommodation to be built where Michael lives. So Michael still has to be patient. But the award-winning photographer is looking forward to the change, and he's speaking here to Jen Hunt, starting with his response to being diagnosed with Parkinson's at the age of 30.
It was a bit of a shock. I thought only old people get it. Yeah. I found out any age can get it. And it's one thing I just learned to live with. There's no cure for it. There's treatments.
So you had to make these huge adjustments. What prompted you to move to Cooma?
Well, my marriage broke down through the stress of the Parkinson's disease. And I came down here because my brother lived down here.
You know, is it a community you enjoy being a part of?
It is. I really feel like one of them. I feel like I'm looked out for by a lot of the community. They all know me.
At what point did you need to move into the nursing home, Michael?
Almost directly after I came down from Sydney. I tried it by myself. I just wasn't well enough to do that.
How did you feel about going into a nursing home at, what, in your 40s?
Yeah. Well, there wasn't anything I could do about it. So I just have to learn to live with it.
Can you tell me anything more about what it's like, what it has been like living here?
It's interesting. Interesting times.
Let's talk a bit about your photography. Do you remember what your reaction was when you were first given the camera?
What am I going to do with this? And then some of the photos I took, I was amazed. What the camera's showing me was there, but I never saw. Like birds taking off. How much effort's involved and where their wings go.
Why birds?
Well, when I've got the camera, I need to find something to do. So I decided to take a photo of all the birds I could find in the area of the nursing home. I didn't pay much attention to them before that.
They are stunning, the way you have been able to capture them. You must spend a fair bit of time waiting for that key moment.
Doesn't seem like a long time to me.
Given the challenges you face with Parkinson's in terms of movement, do you use a special camera at all?
No, the camera I have is one of the cheapest digital SLRs you can get. But just about every camera these days has image stabilisation. Also, the settings I use, and it's very fast speed, so the shaking is not really an issue.
What's next? Are there things you're keen to do that you haven't been able to do yet?
Yes, there's lots of things I'm keen to do. I'd like to do some night photography. Also, about the stars at night. And going up the mountains, and especially these last 2 months, watching how the land regenerating after the fires, and document that to a certain extent.
So I understand that about 4 years ago you became a client of the NDIS.
Yes.
Has that made much of a difference to you?
It has made a big difference. I used to be in and out of hospital continually. 1 year I spent 26 of the 53 weeks in hospital. Since I've been in the NDIS, I haven't spent a day in hospital.
That's a phenomenal turnaround, isn't it? So what's made the difference? How do you go from being 26 out of 52 weeks in hospital to not having spent a day?
What? No. I think the support makes a big difference. I get support to do the things which I like doing. I'll tell you one story. I'm on my scooter. just up the back of the nursing home. Within 10 metres of the nursing home. And I've rolled the screws on top of me.
Ouch.
Yeah. I couldn't get to my phone. When I managed to get to it, I couldn't make the operator understand me. And then they not going to ring my brother, who happened to be up in Coffs Harbour. And he told them where they'd find me.
The federal government has made an undertaking to reduce the number of younger people in nursing homes. Do you support that move?
I support it entirely, yes.
Should more have been done before now?
More needs to be done, but whether we'll be able to get done now, because in some sense we're completely snowy too.
How do you think you would feel about leaving this nursing home and being able to live more independently?
I'd be very nervous. But it's a change that I want to make. I know this is what I can get from the NDIS. It's doable.
What would you be most nervous about?
Needing help and not being able to call it.
Can you imagine what would be different not living in an institution like this if you were in your own place?
I have rice with breakfast instead of porridge. I just do things like that. I love corn. But they don't say corn to other people.
So a bit of personal freedom and control.
Yes. What I like. Not what everybody gets.
What about access? Is it hard to get around Coomer in your wheelchair?
Yes and no. I go to the newsagents and I just wait at the front door and they'll come out and serve me. And there's a lot of places, a lot of shops like that in Coomer. The ones I can't get into, I just don't go there.
Michael Egan there reflecting on what it would be like to move out of a nursing home after 15 years to live more independently when suitable housing is finally around in Coomer.